What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. This episode, we are continuing to have some fun with AI, some fun with ChatGPT. If you guys don't know what that is, this is a AI language model that you can give any sort of prompt to in order for it to generate written content for you. It's pretty fun. It's really, really cool to play with. And on a non-Minecraft note, I think that this kind of thing is about to change the world, and no one is ready for what's about to come out of this thing, honestly. But I'm using it to produce Minecraft content, so maybe a bit of wasted potential there, I don't know, but it is fun. Now, before we get into the main discussion, I want to shout out Night Dragon. Night Dragon is a young listener who has recently been flooding my inbox with ideas of their own for Minecraft. They also have a podcast about Minecraft that I have linked in the description of the episode, so go check that podcast out. Now, Night Dragon has sent me so many ideas that I'm not going to be able to read them all out in this episode, but I did ask ChatGPT to take their ideas and turn them into a Minecraft update. So here is the Night Dragon update. This is what ChatGPT created. Introducing the Night Dragon update for Minecraft. This update brings a host of new features and improvements to the game, including sword armor. Players can now craft new armor using different types of swords. The sword armor will provide extra protection and deal extra damage when hit. So right off the bat, a pretty cool idea here. The idea is that you're able to craft armor out of swords and the enchantments that were on the sword that you use to craft it, carry over to your armor. Pretty cool idea. The blood moon. Every full moon, a blood moon will occur, causing the sky to turn red and causing all untamed wolves to turn into werewolves. These werewolves will attack anything except for undead mobs. Mob spawning change. New mobs can be spawned by combining crying obsidian and dragon eggs. Defeating these mobs will drop a nuclear reactor, which can be used to build a spaceship and travel to the moon. Now, I have done a whole episode on being able to go to the moon in Minecraft. I really think that one day it's going to happen, and this is a cool idea. A nuclear reactor should do it. Lunar resources. The moon will be home to large deposits of silver, which can be mined and used to craft new items and tools. Biome changes. Autumn biomes will feature a clearer fog, making it easier to see and navigate. Grappling hooks. Grappling hooks can now be used to pull any block that would normally fall when not supported. Dragon's breath. Dragon's breath can be used to make fire arrows, which can be used to burn down trees and enemy structures. Desert wells. Desert wells will now contain water of healing, which will heal players and allow them to stay underwater indefinitely. That's actually kind of a cool idea. They will also contain shulker boxes filled with splash potions of healing, diamonds, emeralds, and enchanted golden apples. Now, that would really make desert wells worthwhile to visit, don't you think? I mean, desert wells are a very rare structure. And when you find them, it's sort of like, well, there's a puddle of water with a cool structure around it. But yeah, imagine if it had healing water. Maybe you couldn't create healing water, water sources that make more water sources. Maybe it's not infinite. So desert wells would definitely be something to seek out. But yeah, healing water is kind of a cool idea. Arm and hand armor. Players will now be able to craft armor for their arms and hands, providing extra protection for these areas. And that is the Night Dragon update. Thank you so much, Night Dragon, for sending me your ideas. Keep them coming, you know, keep them coming. And guys, if you have any ideas for any random thing that you want to add to Minecraft, send them to me. Keep the email short, keep the email, you know, simple, and I'll do my best to read them out on the show. So again, Night Dragon has a podcast and Minecraft podcast on Spotify. The link is in the description of this show, this episode. So go check it out and give them some love. Now let's get into the main discussion. Last episode, I asked ChatGPT to improve Minecraft's existing potions. In this episode, I asked it to create completely new potions. Now, I had to go through the list and edit some out because the thing about ChatGPT is it has very limited knowledge of anything, really. I mean, it's not fully reliable. It doesn't turn out perfect results every time. As we saw in the last episode, it seemed to be missing some information. So I did have to go in and take out suggestions for potions that actually already exist in the game. But it did have a handful of interesting ideas. So let's check these out. Number one, the growth potion. It sounds like a men's hair loss product. This potion would allow players to temporarily grow in size, allowing them to reach higher places or interact with certain blocks that they otherwise couldn't. The potion would have a duration of around 10 minutes, with the player returning to their normal size once the effect wears off. I actually think this is a great idea. I actually think that this needs to be in Minecraft. Being able to grow, to actually grow, to be able to reach hard-to-reach places, especially if you're building tall buildings and you don't really want to be scaffolding around. Imagine using this to make roofs instead of having to get on top of your structure. Just grow taller. That would be so fun. And then I guess the payoff or the cost of doing this would be that you just can't fit into smaller spaces that you would otherwise be able to. So it would be pretty balanced, I think. A pretty good idea for a potion. Number two, the flight potion. This potion would allow players to temporarily glide or fly through the air, allowing them to reach high places or travel over large distances more quickly. The potion would have a duration of around 10 minutes, with the player returning to their normal movement speed once the effect wears off. Now, some might look at this and say, well, this replaces the elytra. We don't need this. But I look at this and say, actually, this is an early game elytra that is not as good as the elytra. Let's just make it so that you cannot boost yourself with rockets while using this potion, and the potion is hard to make. And then there you have your balance. It will be better to have the elytra, so you still have incentive to go to the end and get the elytra. But people in the early game who don't have elytra don't really, you know, miss out on much. They can still fly around if they make this very expensive, short duration potion. I don't think that's a bad idea at all. Number three, the time warp potion. This potion would allow players to temporarily pause or slow down the in-game world, allowing them to explore areas or complete tasks more easily. The potion would have a duration of around 10 minutes, with the game returning to its normal speed once the effect wears off. I think for single player, this is not a bad idea, but I feel like this would be a very, very hard thing to implement. I'm not very familiar with how tick speed works and all that kind of thing, but it seems pretty complicated and that this would interfere with that a lot. That being said, for single player, this would be pretty amazing, especially in those times where it's like you see you fall into a mosh pit of monsters and creepers. You just glug this potion down real quick and make your escape before anything can get you or explode.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Number four, the Elemental Resistance Potion. This potion would protect players from the effects of various elemental attacks, such as fire, ice, or lightning. The potion would have a duration of around 20 minutes, with the player becoming vulnerable to elemental attacks once the effect wears off. This potion would be a good idea if we had elemental attacks. Now, I guess we kind of do. Channeling tridents are an elemental attack. You have flame swords and flame bows. So yeah, we have fire and lightning attacks anyway. We don't really have a water attack. We don't really have an ice attack or an earth attack. If they added more elemental type attacks to the game, then this would make more sense. So yeah, let's just keep this in mind for when they make Avatar real in Minecraft. Number five, the teleportation potion. This potion would allow players to instantly teleport to a location of their choice within a certain distance. The potion would have a short cooldown period, with players only able to use it once every few minutes to prevent abuse. I'm going to say no to this one, simply because the Ender Pearl is this, and even has a cooldown. It's a cooldown of like half a second or something like that. But this is just kind of redundant, I think. We don't need a teleportation potion, unless it was made so that it only teleports you to very specific locations and not just to locations of your choice or locations where you throw a, you know, Ender Pearl. That being said, I don't think that this is a good potion. Number six, the mining boost potion. This potion would increase the player's mining speed and efficiency, allowing them to gather resources faster and more easily. The potion would have a duration of around 15 minutes, with the player returning to their normal mining speed once the effect wears off. I say yes to this potion, because not everyone can get a beacon quickly in the early game. So this would be a good potion for early game, sort of like a haste potion, especially because at this point, if you don't really have a beacon, you probably don't have good tools either. So using this potion would actually eat away at your picks and shovels pretty quickly. So I think it would be pretty balanced anyway. So yeah, I say let's add the mining boost potion. And that brings us to the end of the list that ChatGPT generated. It really does have some pretty cool ideas. Some of these ideas might exist out there already on the feedback website or something, but I really think that, especially the growth potion idea, it's a pretty cool idea and something that I could see being added to Minecraft and working out pretty well. I think players would really, really enjoy that. So that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. If you enjoyed it, make sure to let me know by emailing me, digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. There you can send your questions, your comments, anything that you want to tell me. Send it to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I am @rebeljc_92. And until next episode, guys, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.